We are focused on local elections ahead of November 4th. Well, really ahead of early voting, which starts October 20th. And that includes Ansonia's mayoral race. Joining us now is incumbent mayor David Cassetti. And if you want to go back and listen to his opponent, we had his opponent on last week here on WICC. But Mayor Cassetti, glad to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Melissa and listeners. How's everybody doing?
You know, we can't complain, Mayor Cassetti. Thank you so much for asking. And, you know, actually, I forgot. I'm not being mean. I forgot that I happen to have had you on today. I was going to text you at about 5 o'clock this morning because I saw an article in the Connecticut Post with your picture on it. And I was going to say, Mayor Cassetti, you around this morning? Then I look at my board. I'm like, he's already coming on. Look at that. So it's great timing to have you on today.
Fantastic timing.
Right?
Yes, we had a real historic night last night on the Board of Aldermen.
Tell me, what's going on?
We banned the high-density housing and the burn plant that would be allowed at the Ansonia Copper and Brass site. You know, that's 60 acres in the heart, and it is the heart of Ansonia's future, that 60 acres. And my opponent and me have a difference of opinion. He wants more high density housing. We don't need that in Ansonia anymore. Okay, we got 3,500 people per square mile, more than any of the valley towns, our surrounding towns. What we need is jobs, and that's what I'm looking to bring to Ansonia Copper and Brass with the fuel cell, with the data centers, with other companies that I want to bring in. I'm looking to demo everything. Everything is being demoed as we speak. If you go on North Main Street, you can see the railroad tracks. I'm taking everything down. I'm going straight to the river and taking everything down and getting it ready for redevelopment. That's what we need there. We need jobs for the residents of Ansonia, not more housing, cramming it in tight areas. You can't do that.
No,
me and my opponent have a difference of opinion.
Now, Mayor Cassetti, really quick, is Mark Loretti, mayor of Shelton, are they still helping you out with this site financially?
Yes. Not financially. Nobody's helping financially. Financially, Sheila O'Malley got millions and millions of dollars, close to $45 million in grants.
Okay. But you are partnering with Shelton, right? Weren't you partnering with them?
Yes.
Okay.
I brought Mark Loretti in to pick his brain, to get ideas on what he's doing in Shelton. He's doing a tremendous job in Shelton, and I want to bring that to Ansonia. See, and that's where this election is really critical for the future of Ansonia. And I hope the residents are really paying attention to this election, because you either want to go back to the way it was before I came to office, or we're going to advance our city economically. And that's what I'm looking to do.
Now, I'm a little confused, Mayor Cassetti, because I had you on, I don't know, maybe a month, 2 months ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
Forgive me. But I thought you were for having like a burn pit or a trash burning plant.
How this all happened was the writer for the Connecticut Post said, Mayor, what will go there? What will go there? What do you think could go there? And he mentioned it.
Okay.
About a possible burn plant. And I said, that's an option. That is definitely an option. And I said, but if you remember, and he taped me, and I wish you pull his tape out. He said, didn't they try this about 25 years ago down in the Woodlot where Burns Construction is right now? And it got shot down because people were in an uproar. It's absolutely, positively not. Yes, I entertained it, but I says I would never do that because it was already shot down years ago. People were against it. I'm just getting ideas is what I'm doing. I didn't say, yes, we're putting in a burn plant.
Right.
So just for I banned that from ever coming to Ansonia, along with banning any high-density housing, any housing at all down there. It's absolutely, positively not. And if they want to overturn it, the residents of Ansonia, two-thirds of the residents of Ansonia would have to overturn it in a referendum.
Because I was going to say, I thought that so with this decision, obviously, big decision, so that is not going to be happening on that site, is a trash burn plant. I thought that actually your opponents agree with that. I would think they're happy about that decision. My understanding was that they did not want that to become even a clean burn plant. I thought so I would think they're happy. I don't know. I don't want to speak for anybody. I thought that they did not want it to become a burn plant.
Right. Well, they sent out propaganda sheets and newspapers saying Cassetti wants a burn plant and stuff like that. Well, that's not going to happen. That's off the table. Okay, so that along with housing is not going to be allowed down there.
Okay, so you and your opponent, sorry.
Yeah, my main concern is tax revenue. I want more tax revenue in the city of Ansonia.
And you want to do that through, I would think, again, kind of mirroring what we've seen in Shelton, which is it just seems like they're booming with business. They constantly have more businesses coming in. So you want to do something like that. You want to mirror that in Ansonia?
Exactly.
How do you want to do that? Or how do you propose doing that? Where can these places go? And what do you think should be attracted to Ansonia?
First of all, we're going to always own that piece of property. Ansonia will always own that 60 acres. Mm-hmm. We will lease spots. That's what I want. Because look what happened for 40 years. It sat dormant, that property, you know, owning back taxes and everything.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing we can do. Every administration did absolutely nothing. It wasn't until my administration came in that we took a step to take that property over and clean it and start cleaning it up. And that's what we're currently doing. But if it happens again, at least we could move the people out and bring somebody new in if we lease the spots. That's the key. I don't want somebody else, a private owner, owning that. But first I have to clean everything up. Once I clean everything up, then I'm going to put out an RFP, a request for proposal, and see what ideas are out there of what businesses that want to come in. My main concern is revenue. I want to know what kind of revenue, because right now, on this past budget, I had to fund, on the backs of the taxpayers, our Board of Education, okay, where the city side had zero increase, but I had to give $1 million to the state, to the Board of Education, because the state of Connecticut, we have no representation here of anybody fighting for us to get us funding that we need. We're short on ECS. We're short on Alliance. We got nobody fighting for us up there. So on the backs of the taxpayers, I have to fund education. So I said, we need to build more revenue and get more revenue into this city through businesses so that we can sustain funding education. That's my main concern. So in the future, that's what I'm looking to build. Tax revenue is very, very important for the city of Ansonia. And that's what we need, because we're not getting no help from the state.
So if you were not watching the meeting for the Board of Aldermen in Ansonia, a major decision took place this week, and it will mean no high-density housing projects, as well as probably the more controversial option on the table, no trash-burning facilities to be part of the future development of the former Ansonia Copper and Brass site. We have Mayor David Cassetti here. And Mayor Cassetti, did you present that resolution? I mean, so I just want to really quickly, again, as you said, it was something you were entertaining, but it was not something you said, yeah, gung-ho, right? According to you, you were not gung-ho about an idea of having a trash plant facility taking
it.
Okay.
No, it was talked about. It was talked about by the reporter, I think the guy was from Southington, that's an option to look into, but it's not going to happen because they tried it about 30 years ago over in the woodlot, and it didn't work, and it wasn't going to work.
So what made you take
do it again.
What made you take the option off the table? So like when you brought this resolution to the Board of Aldermen, what made you take that option off the table? What was it that you said, you know what, this is just not going to work here?
It won't be a right decision. I didn't think it would be a right fit for the city of Ansonia because I have fuel cell, okay, interested, and I have data centers. You know, them are really compact units that would sit on that property of SHW. That's where I'm starting all the demolition. That's a 5-acre spot that I cleaned out right to the railroad tracks. Now I'm jumping on the other side for the bigger area, which is Ansonia Copper and Brass. Okay, Farrell's was part of the deal, but we're looking to eminent domain that property and grab that and start taking that down. That's on Main Street in Ansonia. But we're going to move towards Ansonia Copper and Brass. But I didn't think it was a good fit. I think we need other things. That's why I want to clean it up and then get the RFP out to see what exactly is out there, who would be interested, what the tax revenue is. That's all I'm really concerned about, Melissa, is the tax revenue. I want to know how much money we're getting. Sonia, that's what I want to know, what that annual rate is that I could bill you for taxes. That's all I'm concerned about, because I'm tired of relying on not getting funding by the state.
Mayor Cassetti, do we have the money to clean this site up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, Sheila O'Malley, I brought her in 2014. And you could check this. You could fact check this. Anybody could fact check this. She's brought in probably $130 million. But understand, it's not all for that project. Road reconstruction, road revamped, buildings, demolitions, remediation of sites and stuff like that. She is remarkable in what she has done for the city of Ansonia as my economic development director and grant writer. But she's basically more now economic development director. I have shifted her over with Mark over to Shelton to work with him. And I use her part time over here just because I had to cut the budget in the city to zero because I had to fund education.
Okay. So, again, we've got Mayor Cassetti here. And, Mayor Cassetti, I did want to obviously leave a couple of minutes before the election, certainly early voting to begin, you know, later this month. What do you want people to think about when they go to the polls in Ansonia when it comes down to you for a reelection bid and your opponent? I think I sent you the interview from your opponent. Who was just on the show. One of the things it felt like, you know, and I noticed you said fact check and look it up and things like that. He did bring up fiscal responsibility, it felt like, a lot, and not knowing how money is being spent in Ansonia. What do you want to leave, I guess, voters in Ansonia to think about ahead of, you know, casting their ballots?
You know, times aren't like they were 20 years ago. All the money that the city gets in grants is monitored through the state. Nothing, he's accusing me of misappropriation of money. There's no proof of that. I mean, you're welcome to do, he wants to do a forensic audit. You know, that'll cost the city of Ansonia about $400,000. You can do it. You're not going to find none because we get a grant, we put it out to bid, we send it to the state, they approve it. Then we start the job, they bill it, the company bills, we send it to the state, they approve it. So what is misappropriation of money? I don't know what he's talking about. He has no platform. He has no platform. He has no plan. I've had a plan since day one, and everybody who knows that the revitalization of our city. I'm revamping all our old sidewalks on the west side and north end of town. I'm revamping all our paving projects. I am doing demolition. I got a new animal shelter going in. Okay, this is all through a referendum approved by the voters. I got a new Nolan Field. Yeah, Olson Drive is taking long because that is such a highly contaminated area. It costs millions of dollars to get it cleaned up. Now it's ready to go because a lot of residents, not a lot, but we're saying, how come it's taking so long? They're right. I mean, Nolan Field was done before, which started in June, is done before that. But that's because it was highly contaminated, and we got it all cleaned up, and now we're ready to move forward with it. But there's so many projects. Our new middle school, we approved a new middle school. Joe DeBacco, our great superintendent, got 87% reimbursement. It's a $90 million project. We got to pay $3 million for a new middle school. I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, what he's done, and that's going to be going up in the Hilltop area. People have complained, how come it's all the schools are in the Hilltop? Well, there's no land down here. Everything is tight. It's landlocked. So we're really moving the city forward like I have been for the last 12 years. And I would like to have your votes again to continue the progress and what we're doing with the city of Ansonia.
Mayor David Cassetti, I always want to thank you for giving us the time here on WICC, and especially thank you for the update in the overnight hours with what's going on with that facility. Again, a former Ansonia copper and brass site, and what will not be going on that development site. Thank you so much for your time, and we will certainly talk again very soon.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. That's Mayor Cassetti for the city of Ansonia right here on WICC.